Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And we're back on Total Information AM, and we're coming up on something that you can identify this for a lot of people in a lot of ways. Panic week. Right before Christmas, it's panic week for families trying to get all the shopping done, but it's also panic week in this context for retailers. And we are joined now by Justin Davies, who's going to talk to us a little bit about how this is a really big week for retailers, and it is a tougher week than in years past. Good morning, Justin. Welcome to KMOX.
Hey, George. How you doing?
Doing great. Doing great. Tell me a little bit about how this week really is kind of shoving all the chips to the middle of the table for retailers around St. Louis, and this year a little bit tougher.
Yeah, absolutely. So we here at Wombly, we've really closely tracked local Main Street mom and pop shops across the country for several years now, and we've really identified this week, Panic Week, as really the biggest week of the shopping week of the year for Main Street retailers for about the 3 years that we've tracked it. It's the number one revenue week of the year by a pretty significant margin. In St. Louis, last year in 2019, the last year we tracked it, Panic Week was the number one week of the year for retail shops in St. Louis. The Friday and Saturday before Christmas are bigger sales days for local retailers than Black Friday, Small Business Saturday, or some of the other big holiday shopping seasons like Mother's Day, Memorial Day, Labor Day. The Friday before Christmas is the number four total consumer spending day of the year. The average open and transacting retailer on that day saw a 57% boost in average revenue, with foot traffic, total transactions up 50%, and even the average purchase price was up 4%. The Saturday before Christmas was likewise really big for local retailers in the St. Louis area, the number two revenue day of the entire year. So total consumer spending was up 85% over the normal day, with transactions up a whopping 97% more than usual. So this last week before Christmas is just absolutely monumental for local retailers across the country.
But this year, of course, a 22% decrease in consumer spendings. A lot of businesses have closed. This could really be make or break, it sounds like, for a lot of companies.
Yeah, you led me right into my next point exactly. So COVID has actually obviously hit local businesses of all stripes really hard, and it's been no exception for retailers in St. Louis. Right now, we have about, as you mentioned, 16% of retailers in St. Louis we see were closed as of the most recent week of the year that we have data. So the last week of November, consumer spending is down 22%. And when we look at the retail shops that are open and transacting, year-over-year data is about flat. So the ones that are open are doing okay compared to 2019, but obviously those that aren't doing okay aren't doing very well at all. So this could very well be make or break for sure.
We talk a lot about shopping local. It may have never been more important than it is this year, particularly for the local small businesses.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. That's definitely true. And one of the things that we look at when looking at retail, I took a deeper dive on the retail shops in the St. Louis area. As we've examined retail throughout COVID, they've really been hit very differently than a lot of other local businesses. You know, restaurants have all been impacted more or less the same, right? Those that are more geared toward takeout have done a little bit better than those who haven't. But retail shops, you have some that have actually fared quite well throughout the pandemic. Sporting goods stores, for example, in the St. Louis area have actually seen revenue increase quite a bit since the pandemic hit. As of the last week of November, Consumer spending was up at sporting goods stores in St. Louis, 82% year over year. But then there are a handful that have actually fared quite poorly. Bookstores, for example, in the St. Louis area, only about 17% of bookstores are closed in the last week of the year, but consumer spending is down 70% year over year. So some types of retail shops have definitely been hit much harder and are really, you know, when we look at bookstores again, looking at Panic Week in 2019, the average bookstore saw a 63% boost in revenue during Panic Week. So those that are, you know, these bookstores that are open and transacting and really hurting typically look to Panic Week as a huge, you know, a huge revenue generator each year. And there's no question that in 2020, they're going to be looking at that as kind of a savior, a make or break in a lot of ways.
So really, Panic Week in more ways than one, and definitely a week for folks out there. If you've got that last minute shopping to do and you're comfortable getting out, to go ahead and get out and hit some of these local spots. Justin Davies from Womply, folks who are doing the data on all of this sort of thing. We really do appreciate your time this morning on KMOX.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.